This morning, we start off with a discussion about what many parents consider to be a rite of passage for their teen. Now, for some, it's when their son or daughter get their driver's license. Some consider it going off to college. There are others who think that it's when their son or daughter get their first job. Then there are the two parents in Sparta, New Jersey, who, as way too many other parents do, believe that the rite of passage for their teen involves drinking alcohol. Yes, these parents were caught serving teens alcohol at a home party. And yes, there have been and will be additional consequences for them. Here to explore this story and the whole idea of underage drinking and the damage it causes, the lives it places at risk, from the Center for Prevention and Counseling is Becky Carlson. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning, Chris.
It's centerforprevention.org. And when you go there, there's a whole host of programs, information, statistics, and stuff. But in particular, related to this story, you probably want to look at the section of parents who host Lose the Most. But before we get to that, Becky, let me gather around the fireplace because Uncle Chris has a story for you. It's a story of Daniel and Karen Gittleman of Sparta, New Jersey. And they have an adult son, 15-year-old son, 13-year-old daughter. Daughter was away. They held a party. Teens were there. Teens were drinking. Just before 10 p.m. one night, police in Sparta, New Jersey got a whole bunch of 911 calls saying that there were kids going through the neighborhood, vandalizing mailboxes, light posts. One of the kids, as the neighbor was trying to chase him away, ran into a mailbox post, injured himself. And that's not where the story ends, because when the police found out the source of where these rampaging teens were, went to the house, the Gittleman said, "Injured teen? There's no injured teen here." Where there was, I believe there was the father. Daniel said that the teen was lying on his back in an enclosed screen porch. He was actually, in fact, face down and bleeding. Wife refused to cooperate with the police. And when you think of how just time after time we go through these cases, and oh, I should mention too that the one injured teen was found with a blood alcohol content 4 times the legal limit. So that puts it at, if I'm doing my math right, the legal limit being 0.08, that puts the individual at a 0.32. And that is close to not just unconsciousness, that is certainly hazardous to your health. And I mentioned before, Becky, too, with the parents who host Lose the Most, when it comes to law, these parents are in store for a whole lot of losing, aren't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, we really try to focus on the parents who host Lose the Most message to educate parents that there are consequences out there for, you know, serving underage youth alcohol. Also, you know, just understanding that the law is for not to allow anybody under 21 to use alcohol. And there's a lot of reasons that we really try to educate parents. A key thing is that the brain is still developing until they're in their 20s. And here you're introducing, you know, a drug, which alcohol is one of them, into that. And they're much more risk. In fact, kids that drink before the age of 15 are 67 more times likely to try an illicit drug before the age of 15. So we're trying to educate them about the brain science. Which one of the other research things out there is that kids that drink before the age of 15 are 5 times more likely to develop a problem with alcohol unless they waited until they were 21. But really, kids don't drink like adults might go out for dinner and have a, you know, drink socially with their friends. But kids a lot of times drink to get drunk. So when you mention the BAC, the alcohol level of the adolescent, which is extremely high, that's a lot of times what kids do is they drink to get drunk and they don't think about the consequences. So that's the big concern.
And certainly, too, with the body chemistry and a body not tolerant to the ingesting of alcohol, it doesn't take a lot for a kid to get to a 0.32 or even that 0.08.
Right. I mean, there's cases many times where kids, they have no idea the amount of alcohol they're drinking, especially if they're drinking like vodka or hard liquor and putting that in a solo cup and mixing it with juice or something. But even when they're drinking beer or, you know, wine, they don't realize how much they're drinking. And so it is a big concern that they're not thinking of the amount that they're drinking, and they can drink risky amounts and get themselves into situations that are very dangerous.
You talked about the future consequences of how early underage drinking leads to addiction later, but don't the problems happen even before then, where a developing brain, if it's subjected to any level of alcohol, not even necessarily alcohol abuse, that the wiring that is needed for the brain, which, as we all know, we don't use even a majority portion of our brains, but the wiring doesn't develop properly, and that creates future problems.
Absolutely. That's why, you know, now we know that the brain is still developing into their 20s, and especially one part of the brain is the frontal cortex, and that's where, you know, a lot of planning, self-control, decision-making happens. And that's why, you know, when kids are young and, you know, do something dumb and you say to your kid, you know, why did you do that? And they answer, well, I don't know. Sometimes they don't know because their frontal cortex is still developing. So you introduce alcohol or other drugs, you know, into the system, and here a brain that's not fully developed and the frontal cortex isn't developed, that their decision making is not going to be the way it should as with an adult. So again, you know, really risky behaviors, you know, result as of getting under the influence of alcohol and other drugs, especially high amounts like that.
Dr. Becky Carlson from the Center for Prevention and Counseling in Sussex County, New Jersey, centerforprevention.org. Among their many programs, parents who host lose the most, and with graduation, prom season in the midst, and certainly, again, ignorance. I guess the old saying is ignorance is bliss, but in this case, ignorance can be dangerous and even deadly and certainly costly, as the Gittlemans are going to find out from Spartan, New Jersey, with the story related to you before. This is something that, you know, common sense has to be superseding any sort of ignorance or naive or thinking that you're keeping things safe. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. You'll learn more at centerforprevention.org about underage drinking and its impact, and the Parents Who Host Lose the Most program. As far as the law is concerned, Becky, again, I can imagine with, as that story that I relayed with the couple in Sparta, this is going to be a busy judge when these two come before him or her.
Absolutely. And, you know, for parents to understand, I think it's really important when your child's going to somebody else's house and where they're going to a party, you know, asking that question to the parents of where your child is going is, are you serving alcohol? Because it is against the law. And, you know, I think that's really, parents should be empowered to know that even though their kids are going to say, well, that's embarrassing, how can you do that, how can you ask, you have that right, and you should really, to ensure that your child is safe somewhere, understand if alcohol is being served, because that is your right as a parent, and you really need to understand that.
Certainly, if, you know, kids are going to be kids, teens are going to be ignorant, stupid, or brave, or whatever you want to call it. If you're hosting a party, you think you've got the bases covered, and somehow a teen in a backpack or something sneaks some alcohol in, don't try to do any secret wheeling and dealing and, okay, I'll let this slip this time. Call the kid's parents.
Absolutely. You really need to know. And are the parents going to be home? Some cases, you know, parents aren't home and kids do things and that they shouldn't and have parties. So it's really important for parents to understand anytime their child is going to a party or someone else's home to ask the question and talk to the parents and make sure they're going to be home and no alcohol is being served. That's really important. And, you know, I think another thing, too, is that we have an initiative with the Parents Who Host Lose the Most this spring. It's called Celebrate Without Alcohol. And we disseminate to all the schools a letter to parents of any child that is in 12th grade. And it's really trying to let parents understand that we can celebrate without alcohol. We're not talking about the adults. We're talking about the kids. But when we have a graduation, when we have a baptism, that we can really show kids that we can have fun and have a party, and we don't have to always serve alcohol at it. And I think that that's really an important message for us to give kids. And letting their kids, you know, we need to let them know what we expect, and that don't buy into that everybody's doing it, because that's not necessarily the truth. And I think that kids look to us for our behavior and being a good role model. And this whole Celebrate Without Alcohol message, as we come into the prom and graduation season, is really important.
And don't dismiss everything, too, by saying, well, my parents let me, so I'm going to let them. Because when you look at the fact that you have to be 21 to legally drink in New Jersey, penalties for serving minors, even if it's on your property under your watch, fines up to $1,000 and or up to 6 months in prison. And let's not even get into what it's going to be as far as a civil claim. We talked about injuries with the story of the kids in Sparta. No doubt lawyers will become involved in that situation. And you could also be held responsible if the minor who has served alcohol is killed or even just injured. And whether or not it's on your property, whether or not you're supervising, check the bags. Check they're not sneaking something in. If you can't get a hold of the parents, if a kid does sneak in, sounds harsh, I know. Call the cops on the kid before the cops are called on you. That's the best way because, like it or not, that's the best way to ensure that that teen who was about to do something really stupid can actually wind up getting a lesson that, from that step forward, might just make them real safe. Learn more about the work of the Center for Prevention and Counseling, and especially their Parents Who Host Lose the Most program. You can find that at centerforprevention.org. And we've been joined this morning from the Center for Prevention and Counseling by Becky Carlson. Becky, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris.